Case number 10936, Anton A. and Beverly J. Lingdale, north of Road 620, Abbott's Pond Road, 3,000 feet west of Road 633, Griffith Lake Drive. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home on less than 10 acres.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Beverly J. Lingdale, 7158 Lilac Lane.
Anton A. Lingdale, 7158 Lilac Lane, Greenwood, Delaware.
Can you raise your right hand? You swear to the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Just fine.
Would you like to explain your request?
Yes, sir. We currently have two dwellings on one property. One is a trailer, which was placed there by my father in 1994, supposedly under a hardship. For whatever reason, it's just nothing ever turned up about it having to be removed or anything. It's passed three times through the family and ownership. And we would like to keep it there. We have it as a rental property at this time. It's for my wife's retirement income.
Okay.
How long has it been there? 32 years?
About 31 years. Okay. 31 plus years, yes, sir. To the best of our knowledge, what happened when my father passed away, he willed it to my brother. My brother was living in Charlottesville, Virginia at the time, had no need for it. He, in turn, sold it to our uncle, who was disabled, legally blind, in his late 80s at the time. When my uncle passed away, my wife purchased it from my uncle's estate as rental income. My father put it there as a hardship. We don't know what happened, where it fell through the cracks, but there was never any notice of having to remove it after he passed away. Actually, my sister, when she was handling my father's estate, got the impression from whoever planning and zoning that it was their permanent placement. It's got a partial basement. So we just rolled with the blows and figured that it was there as a permanent placement.
That must be one tough mobile home, being there 31 years, right?
Well, we've...
done some improvements.
When we purchased it, we did $10,000 worth of repairs and so forth to it. And we've been very fortunate to have good tenants, and we maintain it well. I do have pictures, if you're interested in seeing pictures of it.
And when was that you purchased it?
We'll have to keep them for a while. Is that okay?
See, yeah.
Okay,
died
just want to make sure.
94. But we purchased that. Dad died in 94.
My father died in 94. I have eight siblings.
96. 96.
He passed in 96.
No, he died in 94.
He died in 94, yeah.
We purchased it in 96.
There were issues with his estate because of some siblings, so it was 2 years before his estate was finally finished. We were able to, or no, that, I'm sorry, not my father's, my uncle's.
Your uncle. Okay.
Mr. Lindell, how did this get picked up? I mean, why was it picked up?
My wife and I are trying to build a new home. We want to demolish our existing home and put in a new home for ourselves. We went to a mortgage lender. No problem getting a mortgage. The only issue was that with two dwellings on the one property, no mortgage company would want to deal with us. So that's why we're here.
So you're subdividing?
We want to subdivide the property.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I got you.
And just so you know, planning and zoning did approve the subdivision,
right,
but was told that they had to come in apply for special use exception to retain it there. The manufactured home.
As far as the...
There's a letter from Mr. Abbott.
Affecting adversely or adverse use of the adjacent neighboring properties should not be an issue there. On our north and east side is property owned by the state of Delaware, Parks and Recreation. They have a nature trail and so forth. Actually, we get affected more from that, from the four-wheelers and stuff, than us bothering them. Our neighbor across the road, it's farmland and so forth. Not a problem there.
Just for the record, Mr. Abbott, on October 17, 2011, had instructed you exactly that the commission had approved that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just for the record. So
yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I have the letter from...
We have it, too.
Now. Okay. We do have our neighbor here as a witness, if you'd like to hear from him.
And this property abuts the Kent County line?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Are there any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickert?
No.
Mr. Workman?
The foundation, I mean, the basement was put in the same time the trailer was built.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. The basement was put in, and the trailer was backed over.
Right to it.
Yeah. That's why we thought it was permanent.
It's permanent. Okay. Yeah.
Because of the basement.
And it was a hardship.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And Mr. Hudson.
And if I understood you correctly, you said when you purchased the property, you spent $10,000 on the mobile?
To renovate it.
To renovate it.
Renovate the inside here?
Yes.
That is the porch, actually?
Yeah.
So, but it's all that was spent on the mobile?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Upgraded. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
We put in all new floors, new carpet, painted cabinets, new refrigerator, new washer, dryer. Last summer, we had to put in a new air conditioning unit. What else?
A lot of work, huh?
A lot of work.
A lot of work, okay.
Yes, sir.
A lot of sore knees.
All right. Is there anyone present that is in favor of this application? There's a show of one hand. Would you like to speak? Okay.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
James Lindale, 15020 Abbots Pond Road, Greenwood.
Can you raise your right hand? I swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, I've lived out there all my life. I was born and raised out there. It's never been a problem. I see no problem with it. I live directly across the road from him. Keeps a neat place, and I have no problems with it.
All right. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10936 because it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties.
I have a motion approved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. By roll call vote, I'll ask for your vote. Mr. Rickert?
Yes.
Mr. Workman?
Yes, for the same reason it's stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And I vote yea as well. Therefore, the motion is approved for case number 10,936.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Thank you.